You're listening to Living Large on KLCC. For the second consecutive day on the program, we'll be talking about a chance for the public to get involved in not only going to art galleries to see art, but to display their art as well. We talked yesterday to representatives of the Jell-O Art Show at Maude Kearns coming up this weekend. They're hoping folks will bring down Jell-O art pieces for their iJell-O show this Saturday night. And today we're going to be talking about another opportunity for public and amateur artists to show off their stuff. The New Zone Gallery opens their Zone for All show on April 5th. That's a week from this weekend. During the First Friday Art Walk, Zone for All is a non-juried show. They'll be accepting pieces this Saturday, which is why we wanted to get Steve in here to talk about it. From noon until 6 p.m., artists can submit up to 3 ready-to-display pieces in 2 dimensions or 3 dimensions as well. We'll talk about that a little bit. There's a $10 per piece entry fee, and a 35% commission on sold pieces goes to the folks at the New Zone Gallery if you sell them. Today we have gallery coordinator and steampunk artist Steve Laricia in our studio to talk about Zone for All and his latest piece called Casey Serling's Mystic Seer. And that's going to debut at the show as well. Welcome, Steve. It's good to have you on Living Large this afternoon.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you for having me on today.
We are, in fact, living kind of large here in town. There's lots of opportunities for people to get involved in art in and around Eugene and Western Oregon. But it's a little less if you think about the kind of people outside the normal process of art. So let's talk first of all about how the New Zone Gallery works here in Eugene and how it's different from other galleries in town and other places as well.
Yes, I'd like to. The New Zone, we are a 501c nonprofit arts organization. Been established since, I believe, 1983 or 1984. Started by a number of present and former LCC instructors. They had a gallery back there by the Fifth Street Market for a number of years. It closed down because the UW took the building away, and reformed through a couple of newer New Zone artists. And I've been with them for the past 13, 14 years. We've been in a couple of different locations. But originally, the New Zone Gallery was an experimental gallery. We're more of an alternative community gallery now, and so we're focused on showing the works. Like I said, we are a nonprofit gallery, which works a little bit different than for-profit gallery, right, which have taken a hit during the this past and current recession.
Right, and that would be probably because people just don't have the money to spend on art these days, or they perceive that at least.
That is very true. Yes, yeah. It's tough for a for-profit gallery because they'll have the rents and the commissions are higher for the artists, and so the art would have to would have to reflect that. Being a nonprofit, we do get some assistance from a local community and some businesses, and so we our expenses are low. We pass that on to the artists through lower commissions, and an opportunity for artists to show work, because it is kind of tough in this town. There's not as many places to show. Right. You know, you have the doctor's offices and cafes and stuff like that, but not many gallery opportunities for artists, and that's what we're focused on.
Now, as I understand it, a couple of your supporters are Ninkasi and the Lord Liebrecht Theater people.
Right? Yes, I'd like to thank them for helping us, and it's great community activism that we all do and help each other.
Right on. Now, also, I know that you have hosted the Salon des Refuses for folks who do not get into the Mayor's Art Show around the Eugene Celebrates for many years.
Yes and no.
Okay.
Yes and, well, it's a transformed show now. From 1991 to, I believe, 2009, we did put on the Salon de Refuse. I'm getting confused with the new name. and that's how we worked, as people that were refused. In 2009, the Mayor's Art Show changed their procedures for intake, which was going to make it difficult to get refused artists to show in the Salon de Refuse. So we transformed the show into the Salon du Peuple, which means Salon of the People. Mm-hmm. And basically, it's an open, non-juried show. So people can still, people that were that were accepted in the mayor's art show can still show. People that were refused could still show. And right. people that didn't get involved with the process could show. So it became an open, non-juried show, very similar to what we're doing with the Zone for All now.
Yeah, you know, it's so fun to go into the new zone and look at what the city of Eugene has to say for itself. You know, it's a fun moment. Let's talk about Zone for All. Where did that idea come from, and how long ago, how long have you guys been running that show?
The Zone for All was an original show that the New Zone Arts Collective did put on in its early days, and since we have this fine space now at 164 West Broadway, we decided to relive that tradition again. Uh-huh. And it's very similar to the current Salon de Prepla show. It's just an open, non-juried show. Any artist, well-known or just, as you said, amateur. I don't like to call them amateur, but
right.
Are welcome to exhibit their work. We've been doing it, I believe this is our sixth or seventh year right now, and each year it grows by about 20% each year. And just because there's not many opportunities for artists to show, this is a great opportunity for them. It's a win-win-win situation for the New Zone, for the artists, and for the community.
Okay, and you're going to open that up on the First Friday Art Walk on April 5th, correct?
We are the first stop on the art walk this time around.
Okay.
And should be a lot of fun. That starts at 5:30. But before we have the art walk, we have to have our intake, which is coming up this Saturday.
Which is why we're here today instead of next week.
Steve. Very good. I love your timing.
We want to make sure that folks get an opportunity to come down and go ahead and submit their work. So tell me about how that works, that process works.
And like you mentioned earlier, any artist is welcome to bring up to three pieces to the gallery. Again, we're located just a block south of the studio here at 164 West Broadway, next to Lord Liebrich Theater. And up to three pieces, ready to hang. They can be two-dimensional or three-dimensional. There is an entry fee and there's a commission. However, you can also, if the artists have cards and prints of their two-dimensional work, they're welcome to bring those in too. Mm-hmm. So that is this Saturday, March 30th, from noon to 6 at the gallery.
So if you've ever thought about getting involved in art in a way of getting it out in front of
more bring it on
people,
down.
Bring it on down. That's a good one. I want to ask you something, Steve. Now, do you ever get, you know, really surprised by what you see at a non-juried show? You would think, okay, well, you know, they might be a little less experienced as artists, but that's not always true, is it? I've seen some great works in your gallery.
Yes, there's a wide gambit. Sometimes there will be the established artists that I am familiar with and I know their work, and there will be some really neat surprises from younger artists that in their late teens, early 20s, and they just blow you away. I go, "Whoa, where have you been? How you shouldn't be here. You should be elsewhere." Yeah, you know. The New Zone, we all work as volunteers, but one thing I do get out of it is I do get a piece of art, and so when a very fine piece comes in, that's in my house right now. So I do enjoy that part of the gallery of seeing all this nice art that does come in.
That's great, man. I mean, there are perks for doing the job. That's right.
Thank you.
Steve, you're also showing a new work at Zone for All, and looks to be a pretty interesting work. You describe yourself as a steampunk artist, and also you do some manipulation of photographs, I know. But tell me what a steampunk artist is.
I'm still trying to figure that one out.
Yeah, I knew that's why I wanted to ask you, because I know you'd done the research on this one.
Yes. Basically, steampunk is an art form that is taking Victorian technology and sort of futurizing it, what you might imagine it to be back a computer back in 1890s.
So the turn of the last century, not this last one before.
That's right. Correct. You're correct. And it's something I sort of just fell into. I made an assemblage some years ago, and that's what I called it. And people said, "Oh, we like your new genre into the steampunk field." And I had never heard of it. You know, and they said, "Well, this is it right here, but this is different. It does something." So I researched it a little bit and found out what it was all about. And basically, I was familiar with the art form because you would see movies like 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea or Wild Wild West, and you would see these contraptions or machineries, you know, that would do these things. Of course, that was just movie magic or computer graphics. Right. So I got into it, and I take a different take in it because most steampunk art is static in nature,
right.
And where my contraptions, they're all interactive and kinetic. So I'll be releasing my latest piece during the first Friday. Like I said, the art walk starts at 5:30 at the gallery at April 5th, and I will be debuting Casey Serling's Mystic Seer, named after Edgar Casey and Rod Serling, and it's based on a Twilight Zone episode, Nick of Time. It was an episode where William Shatner and his wife get stuck in a diner, and their life gets hung up with a napkin holder that is a fortune teller. So this piece will predict your future, and it will spit out a fortune, and also is capable of contacting the spirit afterlife using a psychic medium. And we will have on hand Madame Quetard. She will be there to be doing some psychic readings with the contraption. We'll also have some music by Jerry Zybeck, and we will have beverages and food and a lot of crowd. And like I said before, it's going to be a win-win-win situation. This way I'll put it in this context for the community, for the artists, and for the gallery.
All right. Now we're looking for folks to show up on April 5th to see all of this.
Oh, not a problem.
At the New Zone Gallery. You'll have plenty of people.
Always.
Always. The New Zone Gallery Artist Collective presents Zone for All, a non-juried show opening Friday, April 5th at their studio. They're located at 164 West Broadway in downtown Eugene. They're accepting submissions for the show this Saturday from noon until 6 p.m. at the gallery. If you'd like more information about the New Zone Gallery, you can call them at 541-683-0759 or get online at newzonegallery.org. For information about Steve Lariccia's art, you can get online at steamworksresearchlabs.com. Thanks a lot, Steve, for coming in today and give us the word on Zone for All and the New Zone Gallery. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Michael. It's been a lot of fun, and come on out.
All right.